This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey you, yeah you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ+ community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
Yeah, and yes, you are listening to Saturday Magazine. We are connected again, aren't we? You can hear us loud and clear.
Yeah.
Macra and Tass, Saturday Magazine.
I can hear you.
Who's our next guest, Macra?
Fiona Patten, leader of the Reason Party in Victorian Parliament. A great supporter of this station.
A member of the station,
and a member. And
great to see you, Fiona. Hello.
Hello. It's so nice to be in here.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. And, you know, Fiona is somewhat unique, not totally unique, but somewhat unique amongst MPs in that Fiona does...
I hope Fiona's unique.
Yeah. Well, in what she does, in that she does her research, she listens, she engages, she then, you know, in terms of whether it's speaking with the government or the opposition, she tries to come up with a reasoned argument, all pun intended, and gets an outcome. Yeah. And that's unusual. And the subject I want to talk about this morning, and I'll give the title, it's the bill, the Zero and Low Emissions Vehicle Distance-Based Charge Bill 2021. So broadly, Fiona, this is about electric vehicle owners paying a fee per kilometre for the roads.
That's exactly what it is, Macca, and what it would require is that... At the time of registration, they take a photo of their odometer,
yep,
and they pay about 2 cents a kilometre over that. So the suggestion is that it will be about $200 a year,
which is compared to fuel excise tax,
which is $1,000,
which is about $1,000. Yeah. So the government has asked, you know, has engaged with you and with others. Around this, and you know, you've come back to them, and if I can put it in, you know, some of the things you've suggested are...
So before you go on, there is a question here from Jane and Lisa, and it suggests that, or we have suggested that, in fact, this revenue, this new revenue, will go directly into the black hole of Treasury. Mm-hmm. Is that correct, or does it get channeled back specifically into roads?
It's very rare for a state government to absolutely hypothecate money directly to.
It has happened,
but what I'm waiting for is the announcements next week about what they are going to spend
on infrastructure.
What they are going to spend on infrastructure, and what that spend will be on. But also the spend that they will be making, which will be reductions in other things like stamp duty, etc. What else they're going to do to incentivise our move to electric vehicles in Victoria?
Because they need to, you know, the thing that is biggest for people is range anxiety. Mm-hmm. So the money needs to be spent on putting in more charging stations. To address the ability for people to travel
long distances,
right. Even though most electric cars, other than a few, will have a range from 400 to 700 kilometres, depending on the car.
So you should be able to get from Melbourne to Mildura.
Yes.
Yes.
So without needing to charge up.
So your colleague, Ali Kupper, who's the member for Mildura, she should be able to drive to Mildura and then turn around and get a charge on the way back.
That's exactly right. And in fact, I was up in Mildura on the weekend, and at the hotel I was staying in, there was two electric charging stations.
Was it the Grand, was it?
No, I didn't stay at the Grand. Mm. I've got reasons. I mean, look, I love the Grand. I like eating there, but not
good,
sleeping there.
So, again, you know, it's about infrastructure. Government fleet.
Yes.
You know, the government has made a commitment about zero emissions, right? Driving a Lexus hybrid doesn't do it, Tim. Sorry.
No.
It needs to be electric vehicles. You need to address the range anxiety. You need to think about neighbourhood batteries,
mm-hmm.
right? So that people can charge their cars on
Can I just interrupt? So we all agree on this policy. What's the issue?
It's what you need to do.
What's the issue?
This is exactly right, Tass. So there's two things. We all agree on the policy. I want to see incentives because we do want to move to zero.
Yeah.
Well, $200 compared to $1,000 is an incentive.
Well, you would think so. You would think so.
So what's the commotion?
So
what's the problem?
The commotion is, and in fact, you know, even all of the biggest opponents, the people who put out that big open letter in the paper the other day, basically none of them are saying there shouldn't be a road user charge.
Yeah. So what's
They're
the issue?
They're just saying not now.
Not now. It actually discourages uptake.
They say it discourages uptake, but when we know that...
Don't they read the Bible? Even Jesus said, if not now, then when?
85%...
Oh, hang on, Tass, not now, then who?
Tass is quoting the Bible.
No, it's going over my head, I'd have to say. But what we know, the small number of EVs that we've got on the road now, the majority, vast majority are Teslas.
Yes.
So these are...
Very high...
People who
majority
pay $160,000 approximately for their car.
And can I say, the government... is already on those vehicles.
I know.
Getting more money because there's a particular stamp duty in Victoria that is price-based and luxury cars pay more.
And guess who gets a waiver on that extra luxury tax?
State.
The Tesla buyers.
Yeah.
So if you buy an EV, a luxury EV,
yes.
you get about a $16,000 discount now. So I would say that's an incentive.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty strong incentive. Where I want to see the incentives is actually at that mid-range. It's at the Nissan Leaf. It's at the Kona. It's at those mid-range cars that most of us, that will become affordable for most of us.
Stamp, because the average price of a car paid is about $37,000.
Yeah.
Right? The cheapest electric car is in the low 40s. So the sort of things that you want the government to do are stamp duty exemptions, registration fee waivers.
Yep.
This is the one I like, the waiving of some toll fees, because anything that takes money off CityLink I'm happy about. But also an interest-free loan program to offset the gap between a normal car and an electric car, not a hybrid, an electric car. Because the gap is currently, on average, about, other than the high-priced Tesla and stuff, it's about 15 grand. So
that's right.
There's a whole range of issues that you want the government... to come to the party on next week.
Yes.
They might announce charging stations, but they need your
so
vote.
So in summary, you'll be negotiating for your
right.
vote. And I think that's a great position
so
to be in.
Yeah, you know, I've met with the Treasurer a couple of times about this, and the other week I wrote to the Treasurer and said, these are the types of incentives that I want to see for me to support this bill.
Yep.
And I think that's reasonable, and I think my conversations with the Treasurer have been reasonable.
And do you think we'll know next week? Do you think we'll know next week?
I suspect that they will want to do this quickly.
Well, they, at the end of the day, you know, in revenue terms, it's not a huge amount. This is actually about a policy issue, and I encourage the government, and I know you're doing this, to actually take a broader view of this. This, we will be the first place in the world that will actually introduce this. So, in the way they're doing it, we need to actually get the policy right.
Yep.
It's been proven time and time again in markets around the world that if you really want electric vehicles to take off, you have to have a total policy prescription, not just incentives, right? Yep. And if the government doesn't do that, well, guys, it's worked everywhere else. Doing it in a different way that's purely focused on just getting a little bit of revenue without actually putting that back won't work.
And I mean, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed to read this morning that the Greens are going to try and challenge a state piece of legislation at the federal level. They're going to try and say that if the Victorian government does this, then the federal government should subtract the money earned from the GST paid.
Are you
to the
serious?
State.
That's what the Greens are arguing.
The federal Greens or the state
federal
Greens.
So Senator Janet Rice has just put this to put this up, which is just ludicrous.
Oh.
This, but But the feds are not doing anything in this field.
No.
You look at somewhere like New Zealand, they are moving actually a road user levy, and it's going to be 7 cents per kilometre, unlike the 2 cents here. That introduced in January 2022. But they are looking at 100% of their government fleet being EVs.
And also,
probably by the end of 23.
And also quarantining a huge amount of that money raised to actually go into paying for that.
Yeah.
Because the other,
which is great.
It's interesting what you said about the Greens, but the other thing is the state-based stamp duty on luxury cars is regarded by the EU as a false tariff.
Mm, I know.
And it could actually impact on the ability of the federal government and the EU to sign a free trade agreement. Mm. But, you know.
So, I mean, those...
A bit like a luxury car, right. Belt and Road, isn't
it? I feel like if I pay to catch a tram,
you
know, and I pay a fee to do that, a public transport, a public service, then the same goes for roads, that we should pay, to use them. And, you know, from a Liberal, I'm surprised that the Coalition isn't supporting this, because this is a pure libertarian philosophy of a user pays scheme.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with all of those.
Look, I think it's great, and, you know, we'll get you back. I know, look, this is an issue I'm passionate about, and I know Fiona is as well. I'm great the level of engagement that's happening with the government. We really briefly want to ask you, Taz had a question about sex work.
Oh, I was actually, but I think we're almost out of time.
No, come on.
Just quickly, give us an update on what's happening with the deregulation of and the legalisation of sex work industry.
Well, last year we did I did the review of the sex work laws, and that was a really interesting and I think very worthwhile consultation process. That report and my recommendations are with the minister, and I understand that they are now within CAP.
It's the Minister for Consumer Affairs, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah. So Melissa Horne has been looking at it, but it's also the Minister for Women. It's also the Minister for Health. It's also the Attorney General. So it actually covers many portfolios.
And essentially, government has said it's going to happen. Tell us how.
That's right. So I understand. The government said that they would respond to the report within 6 months. I've delivered it in early October, so...
But time's up.
We're coming to that time. My understanding is that the government is looking to make some announcements and make some responses if not within the next month, within weeks.
Yeah.
Well, we'll look forward to that.
One final thing. I got a message here that the government needs to engage with the manufacturers of electric vehicles to actually understand buyer habits.
And can I say, it's interesting, the two people that did not, the two manufacturers that were loudly not on that letter...
Was Nissan and Tesla,
the two that are actually selling more cars than anyone else in Australia.
Yeah, so there you go. I'm sure you're going to get some calls from some of those those manufacturers. Thank you, Fiona. Really appreciate it. Look, it's great work, you know, that you're doing, whether it's around electric vehicle charging, whether it's around sex work, whether it's around conversion practices. I feel honoured that Fiona is actually my member for the Upper House.
I think he's in love with you, Fiona.
I live in Fiona's...
I don't have four wheels, so I don't think so, Tass.
Yes, but I'm really pleased to have you as my member in the Upper House.
Thanks, Michael. Well, I'm very pleased to be able to represent you.
Thank you, and I'm fairly happy with my lower house member, but we'll come to that later. Cheers.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.